Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, Tech Executive Consultant and Coach, and today, our subject is
firmness of opinions. We are, and when I'm saying we, I'm talking about techies, we tend to be quite opinionated. But as you move up the chain and you get more and more responsibility, you often find executives going to one of two extremes. Either they believe they know exactly what should be done about everything we're considering, and everything should be done the way they see fit. And all the way to the other side of the axis, you can see them losing their firmness of opinions completely. They see themselves as leaders, and so they should not be having opinions. Everything needs to be done by consensus. They always ask people to bring in whatever they are thinking about, and to an extreme, that results usually in decisions being changed too often, and that is not a good thing to be doing. And what I want you to take away from this short episode is, how can you make sure that you are positioned somewhere in the middle so that you have some firmness when it comes to the opinions you hold and are more fluid? First of all, do a quick self-assessment here. When you consider the last few times people have come up to you with questions when you need to make a decision, did you always have a ready-made opinion, or did you solicit input? Do you see yourself doing more of one or the other? Do you feel like now that you're taking these 10 seconds to retrospect, are you happy with whichever you're doing? Do you need to be more firm, or do you need to let go more? Either way, you should, when confronted with a decision, know whether you are confident in your opinion. For example, this is something you've done so many times before. This is something that maps directly to one of your company values. This is something that is important for you strategically. And so you have a firm opinion here. You know what should be done, you're confident of it, and then your mode of operation should be communicating your opinion and making it known so that people understand where you're coming from and why this is something that's important to you. If you do not have this confident opinion, then you should let go of the confidence of a specific opinion and be confident of the fact that you don't know something. At least you don't know all of it, and should be accepting and soliciting feedback. Now, this process to form your own opinion should not be seeking consensus. Rarely do you have easy consensus about anything important. And if the team already had consensus, I'm guessing they wouldn't have come up to you with a question. And so when such a thing happens, you are facilitating a decision, you are helping them realize what are the trade-offs, helping them distill what is a known known, what are the known unknowns, what are the unknown unknowns, and so on. And then as the discussion goes along, and this doesn't have to be a single discussion, of course, it might be something that's taking place over 2 weeks, for example. This is happening and you are shaping your own opinion. What you have to do in order to call this a legitimate opinion, you need to understand why you accept this point of view. I hate when coaching executives hearing them say, when I ask them, what were the reasons behind it? Why did you decide that? What I'm getting are blank stares. You know, I'm getting a shrug and someone says, it made sense when Jane explained it to me. If you are taking charge of a decision, you are making it, you need to also own the opinion. You need to know what are the different trade-offs. Why are you choosing that? Because it is up to you to communicate it and make sure everyone are aligned later. If you do not do that, it means that a week later, someone will come up to you with another counterargument, and you will be back at square one, trying to decide again what should be the right thing to do. This is, of course, not something that you will experience if you already have a formed opinion about something that you truly hold. And so when you make the decision, if it is up to you to make that decision, then you need to listen and learn about the issue enough to form a firm opinion. If it is not something that you feel like you can hold a firm opinion on, usually for me, it is a sign that you should not be making the decision. Either that decision belongs at a lower level, one of your managers, the one that has the most stakes involved, should be doing it, or you should be involving a peer or someone higher up to make the decision. The exception, of course, is that if you notice that you never make the decision, you're always waffling, never doing, then you have a different issue and you should be talking to a coach. My email is in the show notes. But do make sure that you get firm opinions when you make a decision. It's okay to walk into the door without having one and accepting that this is a situation where you should be learning and only then deciding. But when you do that, when you're making the call, you should be doing it only having formed a real opinion. Again, we're not looking for consensus. If you get it after a discussion, that's nice. But what you should be aiming for is understanding the trade-offs, having them laid out, and then making a call. Because most of the times, having this going back and forth, delaying making a decision, trying to get consensus, this is more harmful than making the wrong decision. Spending so much attention and time without actually deciding on anything is bad. And this applies to the vast majority of decisions you're going to be making. So get on it. If you have a firm opinion and it is your scope, then go ahead and do what you think is right. If you do not, solicit the inputs and then form the firm opinion. That's it for this week.
Thank you for joining me as always. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the best newsletter for tech executives online. The link is in the show notes. Thank you and talk soon.